listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday. What is it, November 8th, 2017? Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
And producing the program, Michael Kelly's with us as well.
Hello, everyone. Always happy to be here.
And we'd like to welcome all those joining us live as well as those joining us on the archives. We appreciate your time. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, coaching, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal science, ufology, cryptozoology, animal communication, a bunch of different areas. I guess we have courses in those rather than specializations, but we have lots of stuff. That's a technical term, lots of stuff. And we also have Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human and social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And number 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read more about these 9 principles of belief at our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So tonight, if you, those listening to this live program, have any questions or topics at hand, please put them in the chat room and we will get to those. We really appreciate it when you, when our listeners send in topics. So maybe a question you have. Maybe it's something that's been on your mind of late. You know, some philosophical thing or some, it can be really about anything that's potentially empowering to the human spirit and helping us along in life. So if you have any kind of topic or question, you're not sure what to do about something, send it in. Send it to admin@icmhchurch.org, or if you're a student at one of our schools, you can just use the usual email addresses that come to us. And we will consider it. And we won't, you know, if you don't want your name mentioned, just say so. I mean, we don't use first names anyway. So if you have something like that, be sure to send it to us, and we'll talk about it on an upcoming program. To start off tonight's discussion, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind and something that I actually talk about somewhat often on this program, but for some reason it's been on my mind in the last 2 or 3 days, and in connection with, you know, the schools, students. I mean, everything we do here is about education. I mean, that's what this program is about. It's about helping people get along better in life. It's about teaching practical life skills that make a positive difference in our lives. And I will be the first one to tell you that our biggest challenge in doing what we do is human nature. The biggest challenge is just human nature, you know, and And I've been a student of human nature for many years, and, you know, can anyone ever understand human nature? Well, I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, humans are humans, and they do what they do, and human nature will always win. So you never fight it. So we, you know, a lot of what I do is trying to figure out how to work with human nature, you know, and so we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of students around the world, and one of the things I find is that so many end up getting distracted from their studies, and they're missing out. I mean, it's the primary one that's hurting is them. And so, you know, I just want to reach out and say, gosh, don't forget your dreams. Don't forget your objectives. Don't forget why you enrolled and what you want to do with it, because life is too short to put it off, and life is too long to put it off. And so that's kind of a challenge that everybody has, is, you know, the human nature thing, trying to figure it out, trying to work with it, and trying to understand it in ourselves. I mean, we as we grow older, we learn more and more about ourselves, and that kind of sounds funny, doesn't it? You think if we were us, we'd know about ourselves. But we learn more and more about us and how we operate and how we think and how why why we do the things we do and the way we do them. And sometimes we don't understand, and so we have to think about that, do some introspection, and figure out what motivates us and why it motivates us. Those are all things. So the thing that's been on my mind the last few days is grabbing on to what you want and making it happen. And that's the thing, getting it done, making it happen, not allowing ourselves to get distracted from our objectives, from the thing that brings meaning in life. Those are the things that we need to do. We need to have that attitude of how hard can it be? And I've said this before, and I've said it to many coaching clients, you know, I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do something. I want to hear all the reasons why you can. So if we find that we're unmotivated, well, that just means that we have either lost touch with the reason why we did it in the first place, that meaningful reason, or it's changed. And if you want to motivate somebody, the way to motivate them is to help them to find a meaningful reason to do something. When we have a meaningful reason to do something, we do it. We make it happen. And so if you want something but you just find yourself not motivated toward it, you've got to reach deep inside, and you've got to find out. One of two things is going to be the answer. Either you're going to remember why you found it meaningful in the first place, and this is going to rekindle that motivation, or you're going to find that it's changed. Your objectives have changed. Your viewpoints change. You no longer feel the same. So you've got to figure out why you're not motivated to pursue what you thought you wanted. And so often it's just a matter of rekindling that. You know, taking a little time and remembering what you wanted. So whatever it is in your life that you're not doing, that you're putting off, that you're allowing life to get to life's distractions to get in the way, you've got to remember what you want, because you'll thank me later. You'll thank yourself later for doing it, because you know you want it. So go out and make it happen. Go out and do it. You know, no excuses. No, and you know, Zig Ziglar calls them loser's limp. Well, I can't do it because of this. I'm not old enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this, that, or the other thing enough. Whatever it is. He calls those loser's limps, and a lot of people have them. We don't want those. We want to go and grab, go after what we want and make it happen. Go do it. Don't allow life to get in the way too much. Now, I understand things come up. There's illnesses. There's all kinds of situations that can come up. But don't let it keep you from fulfilling your own potential, from walking your path as you have the right to do. And don't let anything stop you, ever. Go after it. Make it happen. That's what I wanted to say. Any comments, Dr. Hunter?
Oh, well, we could talk about this for a long time, but I think that it's fair enough when we have stuff going on in our life that we can say, okay, this week I can't contribute to that, but I will on Monday. And you, like, program your brain that by the time you get to Monday, you do it. Or you just do one little thing per day toward your goal. And for me, especially in writing, even if I write 3 lines in a day and that's all that I get out of me, then that's what I get out of me. It's particularly hard at tax time, you know, like making myself do those taxes.
And the reason is we don't see anything in meaningful reason to do it, really.
That's right.
What's in it for us?
But life will have its way with us. And, you know, sometimes we just need a day to, I mean, I got a call from a friend today and she'd come home from work, had a bad day. And so we just said, you know, sometimes there's no need to talk about stuff and analyze it. You just need a day. You know, yeah. The people are on overload and you just need a day off. Take a day off. Nurture yourself. You know, get popcorn, watch Netflix, do whatever is necessary to reload and gather your spirit, as I say.
Good points.
The next day, do at least one thing. I know our days are full sometimes the brain isn't working very well. I think it's all the radiation. Who knows? But it's just do one thing. One thing. You need to vacuum today, but man, just bring out the vacuum. Make sure it's in the middle of the living room so you trip over it and say, yeah, okay, I'm going to vacuum. Because you know what happens? It only takes 5 minutes. That's the crazy thing about how monumental a lot of tasks feel before you go do them. And it's that mental block, that emotional mental block. But once you get up to go do it, it really does. It takes 5 minutes. And the problem is for me, I say, well, that'll take 5, this'll take 5, that'll take 10. Okay, when I have 20 minutes, I'll go do it all. And that'll take me 3 days. Because, you know, but you got to trick your mind into, because we go through periods of life, right? Just different stages, periods of life where other things are a priority. And we get it. That's just being people. But as you were saying, Dr. Kelly, when we're in a negative, I would challenge people to watch how you speak and what words you use, such as, I'll see if I can't do that. That's a negative. You've already defeated yourself before you get to it. So make sure you say, I'm going to see if I can do it. You know, just even that tiny little change, when you say, I'm going to try, that really does set you up for a negative. I'm going to put in some effort. I'm going to give that an effort. Then you've already had a measure of success. So sometimes in our language, our use of words, is making like a conscious effort to turn negatives into positives in our brain, in our speech. And then things don't feel as difficult. That's just my 2 bits worth.
Well, good points. And let's backtrack just a smidgen. Michael, did you have any comments on the first part? And Vicki, read your Skype chat message.
Well, I would agree with Dr. Hunter's point. It's important to set goals throughout your week, small attainable goals that you can kind of track and keep managing. I would also say that one of the keys to having a really satisfying life is having balance. And that's having balance to, you know, you have to do the work to provide for your life, to provide for the house, so on and so forth, but also take the time to devote to expanding your own awareness and finding tools for your journey through this life, and take time for yourself too. And also, kind of in relation to Dr. Hunter's point, I happened to pull a card and it was attitude disposition, and I just I thought it tied in pretty well, so I thought I might read that if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Enthusiasm and or an agreeable disposition, along with good manners, assures individual happiness that inevitably influences others. Drawing this card may indicate a time to review a change in attitude regarding someone or something in your life. This can be positive or negative. Be proactive. Ask yourself, how hard can it be? A can-do attitude makes it happen.
Yep, and that's the point. Can do. You know, all the reasons why we can do something, not all the reasons why we can't do something. And that dovetails right in with what Dr. Under was talking about. You know, I'll see if I can't do that. Well, that's not very positive. You know, it's not very confident. You know, and if I'll try, and I tell people, I don't want to hear about try. Don't tell me you're going to try. Don't ever tell me you're going to try. Uh-oh, now I'm getting on my soapbox. You know, tell me why you're going to do it. And if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. That's the thing. So often we feel obligated. We've talked about sacred obligations in the past. We've talked about obligations, and a lot of obligations that we have are perceived obligations, or they're obligations imposed on us by other people, and we somehow feel like we're obligated. Well, we're not necessarily obligated. And so if you don't want to do something, then don't do it. And that's the thing with life. You get to a point in life where it takes too much energy to fight it. Too many emotional resources to fight, you know, something that you don't really want to do in the first place. So if you don't want to do it, then don't do it, and don't fight, and don't gripe because you didn't do it. If you're going to do it, then do it. But if you don't want to do it, no sweat. Don't do it and stop fighting it. You know, it's like people who want to stop smoking. You want to stop smoking, stop smoking. But don't stop and then whine about how you want to smoke, how you miss it. If you're going to smoke, smoke. If you're not, don't. You know, move on, change the channel, do something different, replace it with something else, because it's mostly a psychological addiction in the first place. So it's that can be applied to anything in life. You know, if I really should do that. Well, why? Who said you should do it? You know, well, I said I should. Okay, well, if you've got a good reason for doing it, then go do it and stop saying you should have done it or you should do it. Go do it. And if you're not going to do it, fine, make that decision, and then don't kick yourself for not doing it. It's a deliberate decision. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it, and you move on. Okay, so any other comments from either of you on any of this so far?
No, I think I have my sound issue.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Good. Well, here's the deal. Skype went and changed all these settings on me. I had to download a new program, and everything is backward. I can adjust to my computer, but Skype has its own mind.
Well, we've known that for a long time.
So I'm even trying to multitask on how this screen, I can't see chats of other people except the one that I'm on a video call with. It's really kind of crazy. So this is the thing about adapting to life that I'm just going to throw in there, that I've had to take an attitude that life is going to change. And when life changes, the thing I didn't do today was do a Skype call prior, mm-hmm. you know, to the show tonight to make sure that I could understand settings, because I didn't think the settings would be that bonkers. So, you know, again, we have to double check ahead, yeah. And take always. Things change. Okay, they change. Well, then I have to adapt myself and how to make changes, and that's in my attitude, right? And I love that one, Michael, attitude and disposition, because mm-hmm. I have to decide my own attitude when I approach stuff, because it's not that stuff, it's my stuff. I can blame it on Skype, but okay, I got to know that technology is going to change and my disposition has to be adjusted.
Yeah. You know, I caught something you said there where you kind of were picking your attitude, and that's kind of an epiphany in and of itself when you realize that you do have a lot of control over your attitude, over your disposition, over what direction you're going to take. And a lot of people don't realize it, and some not until very later in their life. But it's there.
Well, it's learning not to react and to be a better responder and deciding how I'm going to respond. Mm-hmm. And but it's not so much that I'm responding to other people or other events. It's really how I'm responding to myself. And if I get kind of choked or pissy, I allow myself to do that in that moment, but I observe myself and I can release it in a second. It doesn't linger. So that's the kind of relationship that I want to have with me. Is not to have things constantly nag and linger and not be in the moment. So how can I better be in the moment well, it's to observe myself and have a better relationship with myself. So, and then from there, I respond better to outside forces, like Skype when it changes. But, you know, I really should have. That's on me, right? It's on me that I should have said, Dr. Kelly, can we do a Skype test? Because they changed stuff on me.
Well, I should have caught it, too. I should have caught it, too, and I didn't.
Okay, it's your fault.
Yeah,
well, I blame myself.
Well, it's Michael's fault. He's the producer.
That's right.
All right.
I shouldn't have said anything.
If anybody wants a card, put your name in the chat room, and we'll pull a card in a second here. Michael, will you pull a card out of the deck that is needed again? Mm-hmm. And let us know what it is.
Well, let's see. Shuffling up a little bit. Now I'm pulling from the middle. Well. Let's see.
And he's
don't like that one. Indomitable power.
Good.
Indomitable power of the human spirit.
Indomitable power of the human spirit. Now, how apropos is that? I mean, we can take that one and run. Everything I said in the beginning of this program, everybody has this indomitable power. You can do anything you want to do. You can make happen anything you want to happen. Because that's who we are as a species. You know, we're a species that gets things done and makes things happen. And all these gadgets that we have and all these luxuries and these conveniences that we have, those represent enormous tons of hours of invested time in development, in research, in engineering, in creation, and they do it again and again and again until they get it right. And that's just the way it works. And we have all this stuff, and that's because of the spirit, the human spirit, to grow, to evolve, to do new things, the indomitable power of the human spirit. There's nothing else like it. There's nothing that can conquer it as a species. Good card.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fran would like a card, so I took the liberty here. And this one is for you, Fran. Number 24, truth. There are many ways. I really like this card, by the way. Mind you, I like them all. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's a truth in something or in a direction. It sounds a bit mysterious. So, and of course she says yes with big exclamation mark in the chat room. So I see that Darlene is next. Maybe you'd like to do that, Michael?
Oh, I'd be happy to. And this one off the top, wild card number 2 and then some.
That's always a good card.
When you've reached your limits and believe you've done all that you can do, reach deep within and stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
See, that goes right in along with what we were talking about, too. You know, getting... you know, and then some. When you do something, go a little bit more. Do a little bit further. I mean, there's certainly a time to stop doing that, yes, but that's not, we don't stop until after we've tried. Can we make it a little better? Can we go a little bit further? Can we give a little more than is expected?
Well, now we have Dr. Norm is with us tonight, so glad to have you. I have selected this particular card for Dr. Norm. It's number 30. Greatness to deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. Now, we know that you deliver your greatness, Dr. Norm. We know that. The thing is, I think we have to reevaluate it sometimes. You know? It's check in with ourselves, as I say, gather our forces and say, what do I need to do next to continue to achieve more of my greatness? And that being said, as we're ever evolving, whew, greatness goes beyond any kind of brain fog we could have imagined. So I think that's a great affirmation to you, Dr. Norm.
And there's an incredible synergy of these cards and on this topic tonight, because they all go together. It's, you know, when we fulfill our potential, we deliver our greatness, and we can do that in so many ways. Delivering greatness can be doing a nice for somebody. It can be going the extra mile, as in then and then some. It can be in being a generally positive person and kind to people you encounter through the day. You know, letting somebody else in traffic. It's stepping it up a notch to be classy. I don't know. You know, it's more enlightened, more aware of who you are and who others are, and more aware of the human, not only the human spirit, but human nature, and understanding that most people are not set out each day to try to ruin other people's days or to hurt other people. They just lack awareness, or they're full of problems, or they've got fears, or whatever it is. We understand that about people. And yeah, sometimes they can grate on us, but we still understand that people do things because that's what they do. It's like, you know, why does a dog bark? Because that's what a dog does. Why does a cat meow? Because that's what a cat does. And human nature is a lot like that. Why do people do stupid things? Well, that's what we do sometimes. So, you know, there's no rhyme or reason for it. We catch ourselves. Oops. You know, we learn the lesson. We move on.
I don't.
What do you never. Do? Oh, you don't do anything stupid.
Do stupid things.
You know,
ever.
Then the goal is to be more like Vicky, you know.
Oh, I think it was about 5 minutes ago. I don't know.
Well, haven't done anything stupid in the last 5 minutes.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that humans are pretty well known for making mistakes. It's something we're pretty good at.
And that's the thing. And, you know, when we make a mistake, that's no sweat. Welcome to the human race. You know, make your amends if necessary. Learn the lesson and move on guilt-free. No guilt. Zero guilt. That's life's too short for that crap.
And
just learn and move.
Go ahead. And to be fair, it's not just humans. I also watched my dog run into the closed glass door, so it's not limited to just us.
Terrible. Yeah, but they learn. They learn from it, and they don't do it again.
Didn't run into it. We kind of turned and walked. It wasn't that hard, but it was funny.
Which brings us to having a bit of humor and seeing the humor in ourselves, not to beat ourselves up for, oh, man, where was my brain, you know? It's we're on overload. A lot of times we're got a lot going on in our heads, and I sometimes, more often than not, I walk in a room and say, okay, what did I come here for? Oh, yeah, okay. And I have to remind myself, and it's see the humor in it. And
that's just life over 50.
Over 60. Wait, just wait.
29.
I know what you're talking about.
It's our priorities change. A lot of things change, so you got to see the humor in it. You can't take it seriously. You just can't.
Yeah, and that's another great point. Don't take yourself too seriously either. A lot of us do, and I have to remind myself all the time to stop taking myself so seriously. It's not about me, not about you. It's about all of us, and it's about just making our way through life in the best way possible, with the most success, with the most happiness. And that means making good decisions, doing things right, and making good choices in life. The better choices we make, the better life we have, because we're all where we are because of the choices we've made. There's no other answer for it. So if your life sucks, well, you got to look at your past choices. And if your life is great, good for you. Look at your past choices and understand why it is what it is. That's just practical life skills.
But I got to tell you, sometimes things happen because somebody ran a red light.
Well, that's true.
But this brings me to saying their choice is how you respond to it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so it's the response. Will you, you know, something that I'm really adamant about, this is not that I'm changing direction with the topic here, I just think it's relevant, is I don't like the word victim unless it's in the moment. Otherwise, I say we've been victimized. You know, if it's a matter of abuse or a matter of something horrible's happened, it's fair to say that someone has had an event where there was a victimization. But to say I'm a victim of means it's still happening, and it's not still happening.
That's a good point.
It did happen. If it did happen, the only way I can heal from that and move forward is to say I was victimized. I'm mm-hmm. not today. I'm working through the healing of having been victimized. And it puts it in the past. It puts it into context. So just to be aware that we get hung up on kind of trendy words without really giving them, you know, a good amount of thought to what that feels like. What do those words feel like? Mm-hmm. So that, you know, we can continue to respond better to our environment, because life will have its way with us. And I'm all for saying that we are where we are as a result of our choices. And sometimes I didn't make great choices. A couple of marriages weren't great choices. But, you know, maybe it was a good choice for the moment. Who knows? It depends what you expect. You know, I expected a happily ever after, but that's – I think Cinderella got fat and slovenly myself. So, you know, what's happily ever after anyway? Life just has a way of changing people and causing events to happen that we didn't necessarily cause as a direct action ourselves. But what comes as a result of that is our responsibility. So I wanted to throw that in.
Those are good points. Anything to add to that, Michael?
Well, the only thing I would add would just be to absolutely concur that with your earlier point that the words we use definitely matter. And I wholeheartedly agree with your point about the words and the vernacular that we use to describe ourselves if something's happened, because to say a victim would, you know, it implies a lack of power, and it's a hindrance to taking your power back. So I
Absolutely.
Just appreciated that point.
Good. Dr. Hunter, will you pull a card? We'll test fate again, final card, and then we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
See if it flies.
Energy shift, new chapter. How was that one?
Excellent.
Jeez. Oh, let me find the page here. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. True enough. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new. And on that note, I do want to encourage people to poke your head up from your life and look around and see some of the positive changes that are happening. Is there crap out there? Absolutely. But if you really tune in and feel the winds of change, they're there. And we're starting to see some of the results of that. So, as I say, sometimes hold on to your body parts, kids. We're going for a ride.
Good. Yeah, good points. So here's the cool thing about these discussions, and especially about these inner oracle cards that we have. And it's a kind of a fascinating topic to even contemplate why this happens. But look at, you know, the flow of topics tonight. They've kind of it's been a thread. We started out talking about making things happen, getting things done, you know, fulfilling your potential, and that involves attitude and disposition, which a card was pulled. Then we talked about the indomitable power of the human spirit, which is involved in that. We can't lose if we don't want to. And then we talked about truth, you know, and finding our own truth and making our own truth. And then we talked about and then some, just another nugget. Hey, when you're going to do your thing, do it and then some. And then we talked about the result of that will be greatness to deliver. And involved in that is making good choices, and then also involved is an energy shift or a new chapter, which means that your life will change in the way that you want it to. It's just fascinating, you know, how these cards work. And the big question is, you know, how does this work? How is it that we pull these cards at all that so often have a similar thread and support the overall theme? Is that collective consciousness helping out with this, or causing this to happen? I mean, I'm not asking for an answer. It's a rhetorical question, but it's so cool. And that's why I say that these cards, and this was completely unexpected when we created them, they almost have a life of their own, and I attribute it to human consciousness, to global consciousness, collective consciousness. So fascinating. So that's some of the things we've talked about tonight. We're going to wrap things up now. We appreciate everybody's time tonight spent with us. We hope that you're picking up little things here and there that make your life better and that empower you as a human being, because that's your birthright, really. That's all of our birthrights. We deserve to have the best of life, the best things in life, and there's plenty to go around. You know, so just keep those things in mind, and as you contemplate it, contemplate everything we talked about tonight, make a commitment to yourself to fulfill your own destiny, to fulfill your own potential, to be who you were meant to be, who you want to be. And don't ever let anything get in the way. Don't let life get in the way. Don't let anybody get in the way. Go after it and make it happen. And you and the whole world will benefit if you do. So again, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always, and Michael, as always. We appreciate everybody involved in this. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.